Kim, after wheat prices fell 24 cents on Monday, they ended the week on an up note. So what's going on right now?
Well, I think the funds are exiting the market like on Monday and took out, you know, down 24 cents. But we were back up 19 cents on Tuesday, even on Wednesday, Thursday, up another dime. If you go back to April 1, we're up about 47 cents during the month of April. A lot of that's funds. This last rally may be that there's rust problems down in Texas, and from what I hear, it's taken out a lot of the crop in parts of Oklahoma. You know, isolated areas, the wheat's not looking good. It got too dry before we got this rain. You look at the crop condition report, USDA, for all U.S. wheat, it's about 69%. We're getting the spring wheat planted. You know, we thought about problems with that. And Oklahoma's crop is rated 74% good to excellent compared to 12% last year. So there's just a lot going on there. But I think the big driving force is the funds getting in and out of the market.
So then the question is, what are they offering, the market offering for June?
Well, right now, if you look at the July contract, it's somewhere around $5 and a dime to $5.15. The market's offering anywhere from a minus 75 to a minus 90, 95 for harvest delivery. If you use a minus 80, which is what I've been using off the July contract, it gives you the market offering around $4.40.
So what's your June price prediction?
Well, you know, ever since last fall, I've been talking about $4.50. I got a little weak there at 4.25, and that's a good range. But I think it's 4.50, and that's what I'm sticking with, at least today.
So real quick, what should producers do if it's time to sell some wheat?
Well, I think it's getting close enough maybe to forward contract some wheat now. It's getting pretty close to my 4.50 expectations. It's not going to hurt my feelings if somebody wastes a harvest, because that's really my favorite thing to do.
All right, Kim, thanks for being here. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. We'll keep an eye on those markets.